Hello and welcome. This is Alex Jones, and I am joined by
Joe Rogan.
How do you feel about me introducing your show again?
You do it every time you
hear Yeah.
me. You act like you run the place. Honestly, I'm surprised I let you on anymore.
Well, what was I supposed to do? You were busy smoking your what is this
DMT.
Soy boy? Oh, this isn't a soy boy shit.
No.
This is DMT.
Yeah, real DMT.
Oh fuck, I don't know if I'm ready to get into it yet.
15 grams.
Oh man. Okay. Well, I guess I should try this. Anyway, yeah, it's good to be back on your show again, Joe. Thank you for having me on the Joe Rogan Experience.
The best podcast on Spotify, over a billion dollars earned.
The second best.
You're not on Spotify.
The second best. I know I'm not.
Oh, you mean like the
Devil's Advocate's legally
no,
distinct
shit.
Podcast. They might be shit, but I mean...
They're number one shit.
They are, yes. They are at the top of the pile, so what are you going to do? Anyway, I'm not allowed back on their show.
No, I know that. I thought they killed you.
That's they thought they did too. It's harder to kill Alex Jones
than a cockroach.
Yeah, definitely. At least on the same level. Trying this DMT, Joe. It's not supposed to hold it in.
Yeah. Something happens.
My vision vibrates. No, wait, that's salvia.
Yeah, that's salvia.
Ooh.
Until the fractals start popping.
Oh, yeah, I feel them fucking popping. Joe. Oh, man, you know what? It's making me see into the next dimension. It's making me see the truth of it all.
Aliens?
Oh, yeah, you just thought it was aliens, didn't you? But that's just what they want you to think.
What do they really want us to think? What don't they want us to think?
Yeah, that is the better question, Joe. Yeah, now you're asking the right questions.
I'm sorry, the DMT's fucking with my head a little bit. As it does.
As it does. But it does it in the right way. Like, I can see through the... I can see through the... All of the... I can see through the veil, Joe. I understand it all now.
What's on the other side of the veil, Alex?
So... The flying saucers, the alien shit, all of that. It's just a trick, Joe. There's no aliens. There were never any aliens.
Was it all the CIA all along?
It was NASA all along.
It was
NASA, and they were working with the NWO, the New World Order. They're trying to create...
The wrestling organization?
What?
Led by Hulk Hogan?
That's a... No relation, actually. I have no problem. I personally have no problem with that NWO. So I get the confusion. All right, let's clear it up for everybody at home, too. So thank you for pointing that out. So you got the new World Order, and they're an evil organization
bent on
world domination and turning everyone away from the truth and from light so that their souls will be... To be brought into hell, the powers of hell will grow stronger. That's what they really want. And then there's the NWO that you're talking about.
Led by Hulk Hogan, who are villains that want to rule the wrestling world.
Well, yeah, but I have no problem with them. Those are good guys in my book.
Yeah, yeah. Hulk Hogan, the racist. Yeah, well, actually, that tracks with you.
Yeah, no.
I forgot who I was
really
talking
about. I really like Hulk Hogan, like, a lot. He's, like, a stand-up guy.
Did you ever see his sex tape?
Did I ever see his sex tape? How do you think I go to sleep at night, Joe? I do it by seeing what a real man looks like every single night. I got footage of the Hulk Hogan... sex tape on one side, and then I got Donald Trump pissing on a Russian teenager on the other. And I know.
Oh, you got that footage?
Oh, yeah, and then I'm ready to go.
I thought it was a Russian teenager pissing on Donald Trump.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You're right. I'm sorry. I was thinking about R. Kelly,
who I also love.
He's also a hero of mine.
And footage
of yeah, that one is one of my favorites.
That's child pornography.
Listen, let's just slide past that as quickly as we possibly can. And get back into the truth of things.
And what's the truth of things?
Not only are aliens not real, but global warming isn't real. Global climate change and all that crazy shit, not real.
It's the gay frogs, right?
No. The gay frogs is a part of it. They want to slowly change everything. The gay frogs was just a part of a psyop to slowly change parts of the world to make certain liberal globalist ideas more acceptable to the general public. Because if there's gay frogs, then everybody else can be gay, right? Am I right? I mean,
you're right. You're right. If there's gay frogs, anybody can be gay.
That's, yeah. If the frogs can do it, then why can't I? And what I'm telling you is that the frogs don't do it. It's all just a scam. And it's all... They've been putting satellites in the air. And they putting vaccines in people. And 5G towers on our lands. And the reason...
And vaccines. Don't forget about the vaccines.
Yes, no, I just mentioned the vaccines. Yes. The vaccines are a part of it. This was all talked about early on in a book.
I'm sorry, I'm zoning out. The DMT's really hitting me hard.
Yeah, so there's a book by this man. His name was Serge something. He was French. Can't remember. Serge...
It's called Serge Ibaka, like the basketball player.
Yeah, it was Serge something, but he was a French guy, and he wrote this book, and it was about all this. Walker. It was about NASA, and it was about how NASA was going to work with the New World Government to make all this happen. And,
but why NASA?
And Gene Roddenberry wrote a book about it, too. And it was all seen like but they decided not to make it into a Star Trek episode because all of this was seen as too crazy. But it's real. It's real. I'm telling you. And do you know what the book is about? Do you know what it's all called?
What?
Project Bluebeam.
Ah.
And the whole point of Project Bluebeam is to get all of the technology in place. Every UFO we've seen is just a test of their...
New ultra, technology?
Ultra, yeah, their ultra futuristic CGI technology that's made us believe that we live on a globe. When in fact we live on a flat plane with a firmament over it. And that firmament, they've actually replaced it with an LED screen. And what they're going to do, they're going to project over all of us a cinematic experience that makes us believe that we're seeing the second coming of Jesus Christ. But it isn't the real second coming of Jesus Christ, and it's not the real Jesus Christ. It's a fake Jesus, and it's a fake come. Can you believe that? Can you believe that, Joe? Fake come?
No, I cannot believe that.
And the reason is to make the entire world believe in this new religion that everybody will believe in. That's going to be headed by the Antichrist. It's all the prophecy. It's all in there.
And who is orchestrating all of this?
The Antichrist, but also the globalists. The globalists means Jews. Tell me I'm wrong. The globalist means Jews. I mean, if that's not what I mean, Alex Jones, have been saying this whole time, no,
George Soros and Palestine or in Israel and no, that's what you've been saying this entire time. I can't deny it.
Listen to that. The globalist helicopters are coming for us now, just because I talked about it. But I'm not afraid of them because I've been drinking plenty of my sponsored product today, Alpha Brain Cock Enhancer Plus Machine Gun flavored, butthole slickening oil.
No, butthole ingesting juice.
Butthole ingesting juice. Yes,
it has to go up the butthole. Come on, Alex,
your stomach.
You've got to tell them how to use it. You just open your butt cheeks, put in the funnel. And you pour it down the funnel and into your rectum that is awaiting, and it strengthens your internal organs, your liver, your kidney, your brain. Anything inside of you becomes alpha. I've been taking it for years.
And that's why you're so good at ingesting buttholes, right?
Yes, I can eat so many.
And you convert them into straight butthole juice. You just get slippery and you're in there. Ready to go.
I think this is a good
place. I know all about it, Joe.
I think this is a good place to end this.
I feel like you have to have something to add in on all of this. What do you think about Project Bluebeam, Joe? You have something to say.
I'm stunned.
What do you think? I mean, okay, another, okay.
So it's all CGI technology. Mm-hmm. It's all up on an LED screen. The globe isn't actually round. It's a flat plane. So all the conspiracy theories are right, but right together.
Yeah, well, kind of. Some of them are wrong. Okay, like,
I want to know about the author. Does he have any mental disorders? Schizophrenia?
He was French.
I mean, that is a mental disorder, but besides being French, does he have any other ones?
I don't understand what you mean. He was French.
I mean, that is a mental disorder. We have established that.
But also Gene Roddenberry.
Oh, yeah.
No, he was in on it. He wrote about this, too.
Isn't he part of the New World Order? Isn't he a Jew, according to you?
Wait.
Roddenberry.
What is my take? Hang on.
Globalists, which are Jews.
But is he... But, does so, he count?
Yeah, he's a Jew. He's part of the tribe.
Is he?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. Wait a minute. But he wrote the Ferengis, and if they're not a dog whistle for Jews, I don't know what is.
He's just being self-deprecating.
Okay, yeah. I didn't think about it that way.
He's like Hitler. Hitler was a self-hating. Okay.
Please tell me on this podcast how Gene Roddenberry is like Hitler.
That they were both self-hating Jews.
Joe, I need a hit of that cigarette, please.
Fuck.
I became too alpha. I'm gonna need something to bring it down after that. Oh, God.
I'm glad this wasn't on the level the Devil's Advocate's Legally Distinct podcast. And
yeah,
this
yeah.
is the Joe Rogan Experience. This is normal content for that show.
Yeah, no, this is why they wouldn't allow it on their pansy-ass show. But okay, yeah, no, so it all goes into it. Alright, so like, the people that know about this, if you go online and you search about, like, the people that are talking about this kind of stuff, Project Bluebeam, you'll see them posting about the heart facilities, too. And they're a part of it. They're generating weather to make people believe that global climate change is happening.
So they're making it hotter and... rain more and snow harder and...
Yeah, so if you go onto one of these conspiracy groups, like on Facebook, basically they'll, like, post, like, every single, like, cloud that they see, and they're like, look.
It's a government cloud.
It's a government cloud. Yeah, that's exactly... So, I mean, because they know. Because they know.
You're in on this.
Yeah. They are government clouds, that's right.
So, I've got something to tell you, Alex.
What's that?
I'm part of the conspiracy.
Joe, no, don't say that.
I've been part of it. I knew about everything you were saying from the beginning.
So you're a part of the New World Order.
Yes.
You're a part of it.
That's why they pay me so much and
every
so little.
Every earthquake that happens.
That's what...
You're pressing one of the buttons, aren't you?
Mm-hmm. That's why I can say the N-word 8 times and it'd be okay.
Even I can't get away with that. I wondered about that.
Yeah.
I tried it just a couple of times and oh boy.
Yeah.
They jumped down my throat.
You don't
but
see
you
them
just go around willy nilly just whenever you want.
Yeah.
They cheer you on. You're like a hero for it.
I got a pass from Chris Rock. He gives them out.
He just gives them out. He gave one to Louis C.K. There's no way that man deserves one. That man definitely didn't.
I mean,
even Jerry Seinfeld, like, a globalist he may be, but he saw that, he was like, I don't think Louis C.K. is close enough. He's still one of us. He doesn't get to say it either. Like, that was Seinfeld's approach to that.
I mean, Ginger shouldn't be allowed to say anything, right?
Yeah, that's right. That was what he was saying. He was like, no, just...
He's less
You're
than
not
he,
Joe Rogan. What are you doing?
Yeah.
Joe Rogan gets to say it.
Joe Rogan gets to say whatever he wants.
Because he's one of the one pressing the buttons.
Yeah.
Of course, as we know, so is Jerry Seinfeld.
He
does it for fun. He loves pushing the earthquakes on the third world countries, especially.
Yeah. He's the one who does it in India the most. up in the Himalayas.
Yeah,
he wants to kill all the ancient masters, so new world order can be started.
Jerry Seinfeld fucking hates Indians.
Wasn't that clear from his show?
Yeah, it was.
There wasn't a single Indian on it.
It was white people.
There was nothing but white people.
There was nothing but white people on his show.
Especially those in the New World Order like me. Joe Rogan.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. And me, I guess I technically fall into that. Well, I'm more like a ruddy, like, raw meat color, I guess. You're loading up some DMT there, buddy.
Yes, I am.
How much of that DMT have you loaded up? I know last time I did, 132 grams?
This is 520 grams.
So I figure you can handle that in stride. I'm hoping it's going to put me into my ultra-animalistic alpha male persona that it did before, which I still can't remember. I'm hoping.
Whoa, I'm feeling something.
Whoa, yeah?
Yeah.
Is it alpha?
It's alpha. You should take your hit.
Here we go. Oh, God.
Do you feel that? Do you feel that alpha energy?
It burns, yo.
Feel the fractals.
Feel the fractals. I fucking am the fractals. Why does it taste like a burnt tire? It's actually the best tasting DMT I've ever fucking... Yeah, could I get back down now? Yeah, man.
Holy shit, man. Holy shit,
yeah,
man.
No, it's good, man. I'm going to double fist this cigarette and the DMT at the same time.
Oh my God, wait, I won't do that.
That sounds irresponsible. That sounds like it might be against animal rights.
Hey, man. There's no soy in here.
Oh, no. There's no soy?
There's no soy, man.
Oh, no. That's not good, man.
We need to get some soy, man.
We need some soy Scooby snacks.
We need to replace all this elk and bison with soy.
Yeah, we're going to need to do that. Yo, I think I can actually excrete soy out of my, like, soy boy glands.
These nip-nips?
Yeah, and my nip-nips. You know what I mean? Let me just, like, squirt some out for you.
Yeah, let's squirt it out. Squirt it out of my mouth. Oh, see, that's some good soy boy.
It's, like, really, like, silky and, creamy.
Yeah, it's so good.
And that's, like, the advantage of being, like, a globalist, like, soy boy. Like, liberal.
You can
cuck, you know? Not only do I get to watch my wife get fucked by a Chad, but also I can just squirt soy out of my nip-nips at any time.
It's an amazing skill. Do we have anything else to talk about, Alpha Alex?
I want to try some more of the DMT, you know? It's like, take it to the next level, man.
It's never safe when we go to the next level.
I know, but it's interesting, isn't it?
Sometimes.
Yeah, you know, it's... Sometimes you gotta put the foot on the gas when you're making a podcast, man. That's how you get the listens, man. So they've already proven all they fucking care about is literally what... This whole bit right here.
Because they clearly hate this second bit. I'm already back down to normal.
Ah, but I, on the other hand...
have reached Omni levels!
Yes.
Sorry, I don't know why I did that.
No, it's because you're joining in on the Omni...
Alpha energy. Yeah, I know what it is.
You know what it is. What's the first thing you want to do in this exact moment? What's your greatest desire?
Let's enslave the Ukrainians for the communist army. Let's enslave the the people of the desert.
All right.
For the communist army.
I like where you're going with this, I gotta say.
Southeast Asia, they're great for enslaving.
In case we didn't make it clear, we are of course hard
left communists.
Like hard authoritarian left. That's the joke. We're sponsored by fucking
by authoritarian communism and Alpha Brain Plus
for the red state.